Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
If you and your team want to cut down on busy work and get more choice and control over accounts payable, you need Bill. Bill Accounts Payable is your secret weapon for saving time on AP. And with a special offer at bill.com/podcast, you'll save money too. With Bill, streamline your entire AP process, including bill creation, approvals, and payments. You can pay with ACH, credit card, check, and international wire transfer. Plus, you can easily integrate with most accounting software. No wonder hundreds of thousands of businesses are already using Bill to manage their AP. Schedule a free demo now to see how Bill can automate your financial operations. And right now, get 15% off when you subscribe to Bill Accounts Payable. There's never been a better time to sign up. This special offer is available for a limited time only at bill.com/podcast. Terms apply. See bill.com/podcast for details.
No man, diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I keep playing, lot of slime. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over with the dollar sign. Try to take it from me.
Welcome to episode 271 of 4th and John. I am Gail Staunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn, and this is an emergency podcast, you know.
Impromptu
situation here. We're talking about Howie Roseman making a trade. The man made a trade. Some people are happy with it. Some people love it. Some people are indifferent. But either way, we're going to talk about it here on the podcast. Right now, the trade looks like here, thanks to ESPN for this graphic. They said Eagles, Saints agreed to a big trade. Eagles received the number 18th pick, number 101, which is a third round selection, number 237, which is a seventh round selection, 2023 first round pick, 2024 second round pick. The Saints get our second pick in the first round, which is the number 16 pick, number 19, and then number 194, which is a sixth round pick. It's kind of crazy. I mean, I'll let you go first. Because you're the one that broke it to me while I was out here on my lunch break. I had to run home. But
I got to tell you, that was kind of special for me, because just listening to your brain melt as I tried to explain what the parameters of what the trade was pretty hilarious. It's a lot easier when you're looking at it on a screen or on paper and you see all of the moving pieces, but when you're just verbally trying to explain what happened, it's a mess. I mean, with all those picks involved, I'm not gonna lie, when I first got on the phone with you, I didn't know what to think of the trade. I was pretty confused by it, because I feel like with a trade, especially involving first round picks, you kind of want to know how the board is going to fill out. I feel like when you're trading first round picks, the best way to do that would be on draft day, when you know who is falling to what position. But with that being said, I don't think this was a bad move. I think it was a very good move. With that, I think that just looking at us, we all knew, all of us in Eagles, fandom knew that the Eagles weren't going to use three first round picks leading up to this draft. I mean, doing these mock drafts these past couple months to me has somewhat felt like a waste of time, just because I know that the Eagles aren't going to do exactly that and use three first round picks. But now I'm looking at the situation. We got two firsts this year, two firsts next year, two seconds the following year. I'm looking at this like there's a few things here. I think that this is a good thing for Jalen Hurts fans. I think that this to me kind of spells out that we're going to be riding with Jalen this year, building some pieces around him. And then best case scenario, you know, the Saints end up having an awful season next year with their hard schedule. And we end up with a top 10 pick. And then, you know, if Jalen Hurts doesn't work out, then we can move up anywhere we want to next year with our two first round picks.
Yeah, when I first was doing my thing, I was with my brother. He was record shopping. I'm like, okay, let's, you know, chill vibes right now. You call with the my brain was not processing it. When you first said two first round picks, I was like, yo, we only got one right now. I was like, what's going on here? When it all settled down, when I started to think about it, you know, we had a mock draft on our last episode. We talked about moving off one of those picks. We moved from the 19th pick. I think it was the 25th pick.
Yeah,
recouped the third round selection, which is exactly what I was looking for in that scenario. So the fact that we got a, you know, one next year, it's cool. You're hoping that, you know, the Saints could actually suck. You know,
new head coach, man. I don't have much faith in Jameis Winston either.
So I mean, there's some, you know, like that could be a volatile situation. I mean, you get the second round pick in 2024, which is nice. And then you get that third round pick in the third round. And I was telling Ev, I was like, he's like, it sounds like you're trying to justify this trade. I'm like, but looking at the board in the third round, there should be some really good value there. For the people out there who just want to make the pick, it's just like, pick the guy. Like, if you got your guys, shouldn't you know who your guys are? Ryan out here, he says, what a dumbass trade. So Ryan is not excited about the trade. I've seen a lot of people not feeling the trade.
Let me explain when I was saying to you that you need to, that it sounded like you were trying to justify it. I'm sitting here thinking, I was sitting here listening to you telling me about how, you know, we had obtained an extra third round pick this year. And I was sitting there saying, you know what? We had three first round picks this year. I mean, three firsts compared to two thirds. Three firsts to me is more valuable. But with that being said, we just stretched it out. We stretched out our ability to improve each and every year these next two seasons. And then on top of that, I mean, to not have three first round contracts in 1 year, I mean, that's a little bit helpful, no?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I feel like they have a plan in place. The idea of getting that second rounder is nice, but that's 2024. But again, these are also potential pieces that you can put into this year's draft if you want to move up. You know, moving up from 15, now you got some extra value to, you know, that you might have not had before in there, like that extra second. Now you have an extra third as well. So I'm like, again, like at first glance, you're just like, oh, but we knew they were going to make a trade.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, as all you draft geeks out there who wanted that trade, I'm sorry. Having three first rounders only exists in Madden. Jordan said, what's up, fellas? I'm not feeling it.
So let me ask you, Gail, because I kind of had, over the last week, all the way up to the last show that we had. And I've kind of been on my Kyle Hamilton grind recently, man. I kind of wanted to use these picks in a package to move up. Do you think moving up in this draft is still a possibility?
I do think it's a possibility. I mean, you saw what, you know, we still have ammo to now move up. I mean, there's, you know, that extra third round can get you somewhere. That extra second from in 2024 can be packaged into something. So I mean, there's we have potential to still move around the board. The thing that you now know, I mean, we're not the big boys of the first round anymore. Like there's other teams out here that have multiple picks. The Lions
have two in the top 10, bro.
Yeah. You know, so I mean, we don't control the first round. But it'll be interesting next year. I saw a post from Jimmy Kemsky. He said there are now five teams with multiple ones in 2023. That's the Lions, the Texans, the Seahawks, the Dolphins, the Eagles. I mean, those are all potential teams that could be QB hungry teams next season. So again, like now there's five other teams that have multiple ones in the in the first round of 2023. So that's interesting. Mm-hmm. We have Mal Davis, who was jumping on this emergency podcast here, bringing him in. I'm sure he's going to add some value to the conversation. Mal, how you feeling about this trade? Or, I mean, your first reactions?
Fly, Eagles fly on the road to victory, baby. You know how we get, you know how we do it. And it was funny because I was off Twitter working, and then I get on, and the first post I see is from Hollywood, and he was like, yo, he's talking about the trade. I'm like, it's a hypothetical trade? We still talking hypothetical? Or is this a real thing? So I go to Roto World, and I'm like, yo, let's go, Howie. And then the timeline, people are like, I can't believe it. Like, what's Howie doing? Yo, what do you mean, what's Howie doing? Howie's loading up for the future, right? And, like, again, for me, this is the ultimate testament to his belief and to the organization's belief in Jalen Hurts, right? Like, this is his season to show that he can be the guy. And if he isn't, next year you got Bryce Young. You got that kid from Coastal Carolina, McCall. Like, there are quite a few quarterbacks that are declared next year. And it'll be another stacked group of just talent across the board. So I'm excited. You get that additional second-round pick in 2024. You know, I heard what y'all were saying about not owning the first round, but there's so much talent to be had in the first round of this draft, but not just the first round, right? And that having two third-round picks is awesome because it gives you flexibility if you want to move up and grab somebody. I'm excited, man. I'm excited.
I agree with you that the first three rounds of this draft, I think it goes deep, man. And I think everybody gets held up on the fact that the QB prospects aren't the top of the line this year, but that doesn't mean that the rest of the prospects aren't absolute ballers, man. Like, there is some real players that are in this draft in the first three rounds. And I'm glad that you had the same sort of mentality that I did about, like, when I saw this trade go through, one of the first things that went through my mind is that we're riding with Jalen Hurts this year. Like, this to me is an indication that we're riding with Hurts.
Yep. And that pick 101, I feel like that's Kobe Bryant from Cincinnati. You know, I didn't feel like he would fall to 124, but you move up to like 101. Now you're looking at a dude like Kobe Bryant. And that would be an excellent pick to add to the secondary. It just takes a lot of pressure off Howie. First of all, he was never going to make three first round picks, right? Like, I think we all knew that.
Bingo.
And so it takes pressure off of him to nail three picks in the first round, which wasn't going to really happen anyway. You know, you in that third round still, you have a couple of linebackers. Quay Walker might fall, right? Like, you have a couple of dudes that could still fall. So I'm excited. This is a draft that's full of talent at almost every position of need for the Eagles. You know, I was watching Sam Williams yesterday for defensive end, and it's like, you know, there's players everywhere. It's just, you know, are they a schematical fit, and do they make sense for the long-term vision of this football team?
Now, Mal, I know that you mentioned how you're eyeing up Kobe Bryant with 101, but what if I were to just throw 19 and 101 for DK Metcalf? You jumping on board with that?
I'm probably in the minority here around DK Metcalf, where I'm not necessarily looking to auction the future for him and then turn around and hand him a $20, $25, $30 million contract. Out of all of the wide receivers that are available right now that people are talking about, I'm all in on Deebo Samuels, because Deebo can do a bunch of different things for your offense. He's multifaceted. He adds value in the running back position. He adds value as a wide receiver, right? Like, he's an alpha. He's going to go improve it. A.J. Brown's been fighting through knee injuries. DK Metcalf came out with medical flags. And so, you know, I'm not going to throw caution at the wind to go chase one of those dudes necessarily. I think it's studs in this draft that you can take. Right. Like, you know, Gail and I were talking about Garrett Wilson not too long ago. Anybody that knows me on Twitter, I'm all over Drake London. And I feel like Drake London could come into the NFL and be an X receiver almost right away. And so there's a lot of talent. Not saying that DK isn't good, but is he the answer per se?
And with the contract that he'll carry with him as well.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's the same conversation that I had with Evan, like, in terms of the whole DK, of course, like, the idea and theory of having DK righting a wrong. But my thing is, like, not only were we giving up draft capital, we're also paying the man. So, like, if, you know, like, if you're going to build your team up, you know, everyone's like, oh, we're not a QB away, but are we a DK away? From, like, you know, it just goes out the door when you talk about DK. But again, building up this team is exactly what I want to see. I just need to see them get the picks right. You know, the fact that you talk about that third round pick, where it's at now, I'm there's some real, that's borderline second round talent that is actually falling into your lap, which, you know, again, they just need to hit on those guys.
I hate to throw a wet blanket on a lot of Eagles fans. I know there's a lot of people, including me, that was interested in Tyler Linderbaum. But, I mean, considering Jason Kelsey's coming back, his lack of size and inability to really play anywhere else on the offensive line, I think that if the Eagles were going to pull the trigger on him, that would be if we were using all three picks in the first round. I don't see us taking a guy like a Linderbaum and then sitting him the whole year because we have Kelsey in front of him. Take a guy to sit him in the first round. So I think that he's probably off the board as well for us.
Now go into the comments just to get some kind of flavor of what people are saying out there. Mr. Walker over saying that Howie flexed hard. Mike says he was driving home and heard it on WIP. He said, I was like, what the fuck? But now I understand,
He had the Gale effect. I mean, he heard it verbally first. He just had to see it on paper for it to make sense.
Mr. Pete says they're going to use all these picks and then some to go and get Bryce Young next year if he's the first overall pick. Let's see.
Bryce Young, bro.
We have the capital to be able to make that happen. I'm seriously convinced that the Saints are going to be ass this year, too. I think that's going to be a good pick.
Now, John says, does it kind of feel like the brass is always on some plausible deniability shit? They always trade early picks. It starts to seem like they're scared outside of the top 15 because they know they are fools. This is why I'm a Sixers fan, and I wouldn't trade with Danny Ainge.
See, if Howie got washed, I would feel differently, right? Like, if Howie got washed in this trade and, like, we actually got took to the woodshed and got destroyed, then maybe. But the fact that he stockpiled picks for the future and multiple drafts that are going to have strong players in them, I'm like, he's still picking 16 and 19. It's not like he completely backed out of, or 15 and 19, right? Like, he didn't completely back out of it to the end of the first round. He's basically in the same picking position, minus the first that he flipped to next year. So, you know, I think Eagles fans just love to hate Howie. And so anything that he does that's not just like a complete home run, but takes some forethought and like thinking involved, it is not going to be well received by a lot of fans on the surface, at least.
And just think about the argument that these people are trying to make as well. I mean, like, for you to argue that Howie's afraid to make picks, then why did he trade for more picks? It doesn't make sense.
I mean, we moved back last year, we moved down and then moved back up. So, I mean, if there's a guy that they actually love, I think they will go get that man. Brett says solid move. This also tells me they might not be done with free agent signings. I think there's a move in the waitings.
Honey Badger. I'm still waiting.
Talk about waiting.
Dude, I still think that we still got one more like bigger name free agent signing going on, whether that be the Honey Badger or whoever.
There it is, Jacob. We on that same wavelength.
He's echoing the same ideas. Mark G says, what's up, y'all? Great move by the magician. Oh, he calls him the Mark. Magician. Howie Roseman. Hey, I think some people...
Howie Roseman's reputation has taken such a roller coaster ride over his career in Philadelphia, man.
Absolutely.
You know, when you're a little kid, like, I think Howie was like when you kids used to trade baseball cards, Howie was definitely the dude that came in there, was like fleecing all his friends
for their
quality baseball cards. But again, you know, to me, like, it would have been lovely just to pick, because I do feel like, and it's not even like cap, that I feel like there is quality talent on the board where we're picking.
And they kept 15, right? Am I missing something here? So they kept the higher of all of those picks. Exactly. And so if you really want somebody, they'll still be on the board, right? Mm-hmm. They still will be in a position to make it happen. So
I'm excited. Leverage versus the Saints in that series of picks, for sure.
I'm gonna go over our picks right now, the way our picks look like in 2022. Right now, we have the 15th overall pick and the 18th overall pick in the first rounds. The 15th overall pick was acquired from the Dolphins. The 18th overall pick was acquired from the Saints. In the second round, we have the 50, first pick overall, which is our own pick. In the third round, we have the 83rd pick overall, which is also our own selection. And now we have the pick 101 from the Saints in the third round. We have the fourth pick, the 124 overall pick, which is ours. We have the fifth. We have three fifth round picks. We have 154, 162, 166. We have our own. We have Washington's. We have the Cardinals selection. And then we gave up our sixth round pick. And now we have we still have our seventh round pick, which is number 237 from the Saints. So we lost a sixth round pick. So that's what it's looking like.
Hey, but we I think it's still a winning trade for us, man. Without a doubt. Yeah. I'm not going to sit here and complain about the fact that we have two firsts for the next 2 years.
Right.
Now Sam weighs in here. He says this was a terrific trade, both to not put stress on the 2025 cap and option money and to build future capital. Yeah, you know,
absolutely.
I mean, some people do not think about the money aspect of having three first round picks. But again, if you're Howard, there's no cap. Cap's not real.
It's not. I mean, exactly. It's not. Look what the Saints did to me.
Look at what the Rams did, Sean, man. Watson, where are they getting money from?
Rams, San Diego, like folks are just moving money. It's fake money. It's fake news, bro.
Yeah.
So, you know, you just kick it down the road and pay the piper when the time comes. But hopefully you won a championship. The Rams, right? Like, you win a championship, all's forgiven. You trade away all your draft picks, you ruin all your cap space, but you win a chip. And so people are like, all right, well, you know,
it was all worth this for. Yeah. Yep.
You ended the win chips.
Exactly.
I know Primo is Mr. Prime. He's jumping on shortly. I know obviously this is all live, you know. Some people are actually working hard at work. I know.
Hey, I'm one of them. I think that like I said, I think that the trades aren't over yet. So I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if another little bomb dropped while we were on.
I'm curious to see what happens with Booby, man. I still think that it makes sense to move him potentially, especially if you can get a day two pick in this draft, replace him with a dude like Breece Hall. You know, you still have dudes like Hassan Haskins later on.
I've been on that Kenneth Walker
from BYU. I would love Kenneth Walker. And he's one of the dudes that, like, it's sort of weird because the more I watch him, I love them watching him in the Big Ten. But, like, I feel like his projections are all over the place, right? Like, some people are saying late day two, like a round three pick. Some people saying four or five. I think he's probably like a round three dude. Again, that 101 spot, maybe that's the place for him.
How is his blocking?
He's good enough.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm overall, I mean, I'm feeling his skill set. Chris makes an interesting point. He's like, he would have loved to add Michael Thomas to that, John. To that, you know, he's a guy who's
not spicy,
talked about being on the outs. But I mean, imagine if they added Michael Thomas, because
yeah, but yeah. I mean, we were just talking about DK's contract, though. Michael Thomas, even more money, bro.
Is he still on his rookie deal?
And Michael, nah, he got that.
He got the back.
Yeah, okay, no, he's getting paid like 25 mil.
And Mike Thomas, like, he's one of those dudes, he's very mercurial, right? Like, if he's not happy, like, your whole team sort of suffers. Prime, what up, Jay?
He doesn't like to be called Slant Boy. But this bringing in Mr. Prime in the building, he's just fresh off of work. I was happy to say that I broke the news to Prime while he was driving in the car.
I'm glad to see you stayed on the road, bro.
Absolutely.
So how are you feeling about this trade?
You know, I mean, after you had mentioned to me that I needed some time to go ahead and dissect the whole trade, I did that. I took a look at, you know, what we were getting in return. It's not bad, man. I mean, hey, Howie does it again, man. Howie does another good move. You know, I had to kind of like understand the whole, I see we got 18 back. So technically it was like we only gave up one in that round. We still got two picks. You know, with just three picks in between. Then the fact that we got a first round next year, and then, hey, there's a possibility the Saints are going to go ahead and be ass. So, you know what I mean? That could be a top 10. Then you pick up a second, a third, a fourth, you know, in the later years. Hey, I like it, man. You know what I mean? I like it. I know before I jumped on, I had the live going on the phone. And Ev, you mentioned I'm with you, man. There's a possibility something might be in the works right now while we're on live. So, you know what I mean? Hopefully it comes through.
There's a lot going on here. There is a lot going on here. You know, Brad mentions here in the comments, this trade is very smart because the Saints have serious cap issues and are going to be a top 15 pick next year.
I was looking at the Saints' salary cap, though, and it's better than I thought it would be. It's, I mean, they are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They're sixth on the list. We're fifth as far as available cap space.
But the, and they also just restructure all of their contracts again, right? Like they just, I think also part of that is Drew Brees' money is coming off the board, if I'm not mistaken. So that, so next year they're not on the hook for anything left for him. So like that's a big piece of it too.
I knew that they were pushing his money back over and over and over again.
The overall feel of the chat, I feel like our chat is saying that they love the trade. I think you should let it sit. We were at 15, 16, and 19. We're 15 and 18 right now.
Right.
15 and 18. It's and then we still have the ability to move. There's still flexibility to move up and down. So I'm not like overall, I'm not butthurt about the move. You know, so I'm feeling good. You guys think any other breaking news is popping off today?
Well, you know, the one that we're waiting for, you know what I mean? At least I'm waiting for
a signing.
Signing, man. I need a signing. And you know what I mean? I'm waiting for that honey badger to get signed, man.
What about Stephon Gilmore, man?
I mean, I'm cool with that too. Gilmore, I'm sorry. Yeah. My bad. Let me be more detailed. I'm good with either way, either direction, but it has to be a signing there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be. You know what I mean? Everybody just keeps on teasing over the weekend. Oh, you know what I mean? The Eagles are one of the teams that are interested in Stephon Gilmore. And then the team, you know, Eagles are interested, or Eagles brought in Tyron for another interview for the third time. Like, come on, man. I'm not trying to hear this shit no more. Just make something happen. Like, yo, seal the deal with that signing. And yo, I'm good, man. Like, for real, I'm good. I'll leave the rest on the trade on the draft.
Jake brings up a name that I've been actually eyeing up on with like day two picks, man. Yeah. What's your guys' thoughts on Christian Harris? Is that you think I don't think he'd be around at 101, but
nah.
He would definitely have to go by, what's that, 53? Round pick. Yeah.
I mean, he had a phenomenal like national championship game. Like,
dude, to have an Alabama linebacker,
he was all over the place. But
check that off the list.
So Damone Clark though is the person that I'm keeping my eye on.
LSU,
because he fell because he had to get surgery, and so he's gonna probably take a redshirt this year. And like they're projecting that man to fall to day three. If you could get him and he comes back healthy, it's a home
injured
run, bro.
Sounds like a Howie guy.
Or Chad Muma, holla.
Talk to me about Muma, man. I watched maybe three or four of his games and was like, I didn't get all of the buzz around him.
He's just the football IQ's there, like a lot of like no wasted steps. You know, he's a guy that takes proper angles. I definitely thought he made some money down at the Senior Bowl. I would have liked to see more of him in coverage. I was really trying to see him down there. He did one-on-ones with the tight ends down there, but he said that was like his first time actually ever doing one-on-ones with tight ends in passing situations. But he did well, but I think he's also a second-round value. But if you're talking about linebackers, second to third round is where there's going to be a ton of linebackers. Who's the linebacker from Montana? Is that Anderson?
Yeah, Trey Anderson.
He's getting a lot of love.
I was watching the dude Darian Beavers from Cincinnati.
Yeah,
like was playing safety for a little bit. Is really kind of new to the position. I liked him though. I mean, he was kind of grabby in some of the film that I saw, but he could run with folks and was able to blitz. Like this, a lot of linebacker help in this draft for sure.
Jermaine in the comments, he says, I think it was good. We get 15, 18 and a first round next year and a deuce in 2024.
I'd be curious to hear what y'all have to say about corner, because I've been seeing a whole lot of smoke around Trent McDuffie. And I'm not
good smoke.
I'm not impressed. It's been a lot of people saying Trent McDuffie. I'm on the Kyer Elam bandwagon as far as like long rangy corner, outside corner. But yeah, this the McDuffie. I get that, you know, he didn't allow a lot of yards in coverage, but he's tiny. Like, he's a micro man, bro. Like, we got one of those already.
He's 5'11". He's 5'11".
Those little baby arms, bro.
Anybody that's shorter than 6'3", Mal thinks is...
Yeah, this is a little baby.
If you guys have never seen Mal in person, this dude is like Calvin Johnson over here.
I'm 6'4", man. But still, like, you know, man.
And I try to fight for the 5'9 dudes out here because that's in my wheelhouse. So I'm like, little. I'm like, dude's 5'11". But again, like, I hear... No, because I was watching McDuffie today, and then... Yeah. On the screen is Elam right now because I'm like trying to figure it all out because the whole Elam like thing and McDuffie, Elam has the length.
He doesn't tackle worth a damn. Like that, McDuffie doesn't give Elam doesn't give any effort in any sort of tackling whatsoever, which is worrisome. But you know, when it comes to covers, like he gets the job done.
I really don't know. I agree with you, Mal, and that I just don't understand where the rise in McDuffie has really come from. I've seen some mocks, and granted, a lot of those mocks are just computer generated stuff.
Yeah.
But I've seen McDuffie in the top 10, man, and I'm just like comparatively to these other corners that are at the top of the list, the Stingleys, you know, Mod Gardner. I just don't see him. There's no way McDuffie goes before those guys, man.
I'll give you a sneaky one I've been watching, and I'll be curious to hear if y'all looked at him at all. Jalen Armour Davis from Alabama. So played just this year, was his only year on the outside, mm-hmm. but was solid, man. He's like 6'1", ran really well at his pro day. Definitely the prototype day three, you know, to build around potentially. Came across him just watching Alabama. I was like, who the heck is number 5? And watched a couple more of his games, and he was playing pretty well this year.
That's definitely interesting. And for a guy that, like, first of all, any guy with the name Alabama attached to his name, it just has, you know, it definitely piques your ears a little bit. But I mean, say that he'd be around on a day three, it's definitely worth taking a stab at.
Yeah, big rangy kid too.
Shout out to Christopher Goldhammer. He said, "I came here for logic, yes, and sir. You guys gave it to me. Now for my next drink." Now my next drink is for good vibes.
Good vibes,
hey
sir.
Man, we're all chilling. As Eagle fans, you're all trying to like get through the day and get through the news day, and hopefully you get some good Eagles news. I think it's good Eagles news.
The only thing I keep getting held up on is I feel like the move was just made early. Am I the only one that's feeling that way?
But that also makes you think, could they be using this to put in another
setting
deal.
Themselves up for another deal?
Yeah.
When you say early, you mean like way earlier than the draft?
Yes.
If you look at last year's draft, we traded early. Remember, we were.
I thought that was weird too. Yeah, I thought that was weird too. Yeah.
I thought that was weird last year too. I was like, come on, could you not have waited? But if they, and I was thinking they figured that they weren't in the play for like some certain players. But they got back into 10, so they moved up. They moved down to move back up. And I still think we can move.
I don't think that was on the agenda for last year, though. I think that they didn't anticipate Devontae falling as far as he did. And then they were sitting there at 12, and 10 was on the board pick. And they're like, yo, we can go get Devontae right now, and it won't cost us that much.
So Pete's thinking what I'm thinking is that they might be looking to package those first rounders to go up there and get sauce, bro. Because that man is not falling outside the top 10. So if you feel like that's the cover corner, like that's the lockdown that you're missing, you have the ammunition, right? You also have a player potentially in Miles Sanders. You know, you have some other folks potentially that they might be able to move.
What do you give for that? You don't give up both the 15 and 18 to move up, do you?
I mean, it depends on where you're moving up to.
I think I know exactly what's rolling through Prime's mind right now. Yeah. Prime, and I agree with you, Prime, is that like I would rather not move up if it meant giving up both of the first round picks.
I agree.
But then you throw Kyle Hamilton.
I think they're keeping one of those picks. I don't think they would
if they give up a pick and there's a couple players in the package, all right, I get it. But to give up both picks, nah.
Yo, we have expendable decent players too. Like Andre Dillard is a piece right now that is just all he is a trade package.
That could be a third round pick.
Yeah,
you can recoup another third for his service potential. Mm-hmm.
Fletch is a name that was floated out there earlier this offseason as well.
Now you don't have to pay the cap. You know, his cap hit is much way more manageable.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
DK is you know.
I think a lot of people want DK just because they want to right a wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like they're just trying to be poetic about it.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It's the truth, but it's just like at this point, you know, I mean, I think we should be over it. Like, we need to get over it. It is what it is. You know what I mean?
Hey, man.
But he's
still much on the roster. I'm not over it yet.
Yeah. Yeah. True that. True that.
You know, Brandon Cooks, yo, somebody I'd rather take a stab at one last year on his deal.
But Brandon Cooks flies under the radar. I honestly was kind of out on Brandon Cooks till I went and looked at the
concussions, man.
I was like,
did he wake up yet?
Is he? Yeah, that was the other thing. I was like,
he putting up thousand yard seasons, man. Like,
I just want to make sure
he's nobody throwing to him too.
That man is wide awake, bro.
Somebody just gotta let him know Malcolm retired, so he should be all right.
So we all saw that Jalen Hurts was in the comments of a particular post with AJ Brown, who was also DK's teammate. He's like, shit, you trying to do this or not?
And how the hell did AJ Brown and Jalen Hurts become best friends? I feel like I'm missing.
He tried to recruit AJ
to Bama.
Brown to Bama. So they're okay, really good friends. You. So obviously there's a connection there. And if you look at AJ Brown's timeline, there's like some cryptic. No.
Yeah, he's been.
Oh, they definitely mixing it up in the comments.
And then you start thinking about, like, you know, he did deal with some mental health issues as well. And you're wondering, like, are the Titans trying to move on from him for certain reasons? I don't know. I don't know enough. I was about to reach out to Teron Davenport. Shout out to, he used to do Eagles coverage.
Is he down in Tennessee now?
Yeah, he's working with ESPN now.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, tell me this whole dynamic, because I feel like I need to know that more so. Now you saw Jimmy's comment here. He says, so now we got to move up for Hamilton, Sauce, and Stingley. Out of the three.
So I was looking at the draft capital joint, right? Like the trade value chart. If they were moving up, it's going to take both of those first round picks,
bro. I was doing the math. I sent it to someone. It was 13. It's if we traded the second round pick, you can get up to 7 if you wanted to.
That second round pick, according to this track, the chart that they've been using, or that's available,
it's worth like 390, right?
Yeah, 390. Yep.
And then you add 15 that
is worth 1050.
That's 1440.
Yeah, 1440.
It's not bad. Seventh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what if you added a 2024 number 2 in there?
Right.
So I mean, like, again, that's what people have to think about, the flexibility. You can move all over if there's someone there that you like.
You were about to say, though, out of these three, who would I trade up for? That's a
Yeah, out of these three, who would you move up to?
I want Sauce.
I'll take Sauce.
I'll take Hamilton.
I take.
You'd have to give up more to get Hamilton, in my opinion.
I'm not even sure now.
I'm actually scared that we would have to give up more just to get Sauce,
bro. Yeah.
Well, Sauce has declared on the timeline that he is the best player in the draft.
Yeah.
Didn't Josh Rosen say that a few years ago?
But we all knew that wasn't.
They all do. Like,
Josh Rosen was just talking.
Yeah. Man, I'm sorry about us. You know, the comments. Sometimes we get talking. There's a lot of comments in the chat here. Woo! I was like half hour behind. You know, shout out to Jacob. Says people are out here hollering for DK or AJ, but don't understand. Jags made the wide receiver market spike with the Kirk crash self getting a big bag. Now everyone's hungry. let's see.
We're talking about guys that are falling.
Kayvon
Thibodeau. Ooh. Do you think there's any possibility of him getting out of Kayvon Thibodeau?
They got Walker from Georgia, like shooting up draft boards.
Yeah, they have Walker up around top
as
five.
As many of the names,
Jermaine Johnson shooting up draft boards.
Like, Evan Neal, I don't know.
As many of the names that we keep on mentioning here, and I think we've been past like 10, one of these names is definitely dropping.
Yeah, it's gonna fall. Yeah, absolutely.
So somewhere we're going to get something. We're already past 10 names. Like, so you got to figure something's going to go our way.
Well, the conversations that are had right now about the fall, it's Thibodeau, and they're talking about his, you know, some of his concerns.
Passion
like
for the game.
Like someone was like, you know, I you'll listen to different draft analysts talk about certain prospects, and they'll talk about the lower level prospect and they love their confidence, but then they're talking about Thibodeau and like he's too overconfident. And then they'll talk about Sauce, and they're like, well, that's how I like my cornerbacks. I like him overconfident. Yeah. I'm like, bro. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if he didn't interview well, Thibodeau. Like, I heard the Giants gave him a hard time in his interview, but hey, he's explosive off the edge.
Dude looks like a beast, man.
Yeah.
No, I mean the other conversation is the Hamilton fall, and you know, people are looking at his athletic profile, which it's up there, but you know, they're talking about how fast is he on the back end? Like, does he have the real range that people are talking about? Like the real range of being a 4.3 guy and that size and range, but from a size speed perspective, you know.
Imagine if Mal could play safety, bro. He's that tall.
I played a little 6'4". Safety. You feel me? I played a little safety. Played a little corner. You feel me,
dude? But just like a 6'4" safety is just some unicorn shit, though, bro. Like that's crazy. I get that his speed is like a little suspect right now, but like, if I'm watching the tape, like I have not his closing ability, man. Like from him, there I have seen him so many plays where he is a few layers behind in that defense. He's playing in like a true safety position, and then he ends up making the tackle behind the line. And I'm like, dude, this guy's ability to find a hole and close on a ball carrier is insane.
I think you make a good point, right? Like, I think that we have to differentiate between like speed and then IQ recognition and ability, right? Like folks could have a 4.3 speed and can't click and close worth a day,
or find a hole.
They can't recognize it. They don't process it fast enough. Whereas you could get a 4.6 dude that's processing in a heartbeat and he's there already, right? Like, you know, football IQ plays a role in all of this evaluation. I think we get caught up in the athletic numbers and don't really dig into like his click and close. Like, is he identifying this pre-snap? And is he there as the play is happening? Is he before the play is happening versus is he late to react? Those fast dudes that are late to react, they have to have that speed.
100%.
And that's the thing with Hamilton, like his ability to diagnose the play pre-snap and be where he needs to be. I think, you know, he did take some angles that were off in like a couple plays where, you know, people were trying to like, you know, because you see people out there on, you know, social media and like, I saw this one thread. I was like, can you show me where the plays where everyone's talking about they're concerned about his you know, back end speed, like, you know, and they people did show a couple plays and I'm like, all right, but that's just a couple plays. So I'm, you know, it is what it is, you know, like,
right.
Can you diagnose?
Who's perfect? Right.
Right. Right. Right.
Now there was a question up there that about Darren Gotti had mentioned. He said, now talking about that first rounder next year, he was saying, what would you do that with that 2023 first round?
What do you, you mean?
Where
this
do you
year?
Think it lands? Where do you think it lands?
Here we go. Here's the question right here. It says, okay, here's the question. What pick do you think next year's Saints first rounder turns into?
We're talking about a rookie head coach. We're talking about Jameis Winston. We're talking about, I don't even know, is Mike Thomas coming back? I'm not even sure yet.
Yeah, he's supposed to be healthy.
He's supposed to be healthy.
Who knows what happens with Kamara, though, because he might get suspended for that Vegas fight, so he might be missing part of the season.
I forgot top about 10. That.
Top 10.
I think it definitely
it's going to
be
a top 10 pick.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going top 10.
Top 10.
We're going top 10. Yeah.
You bet some crab legs on this one?
I'll put some whatever you want on that.
Okay, so
are you doing crab legs because of Jameis Winston?
Yeah, there are levels to this.
Taking bites out the W, bro.
So if this is the top 10 pick, we're all going out for crab legs.
Oh hell yeah, I'm even down to go grab for crab legs up south side of town.
Okay,
right. Yeah, well,
we've all remembered that we're going out for crab legs.
Oh, once I'll get the best cheeseburger the spot has.
Oh yeah, yeah. This is, you know, when you hang out, you find out random things about your friends. Last time we were at Chickies and Pete's, Prime mentions that he doesn't do seafood, and I didn't know that.
I don't really eat seafood either, like that.
So that's
what that makes. We're not going out for crab legs. We're yeah.
that's y'all do you. I'm gonna get a chicken. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. You do chill, you, bro. Hey, listen, I've been to Red Lobster. They have chicken. They got steak. I'm good. You know
exactly.
I mean? I had muscles again yesterday.
Prime's like,
these two killed muscles. Out the ass, man.
Dude, I killed an entire bowl yesterday. No, dude.
Between these two, they could have fed the whole place. Like, that's how much muscles was in between, you know, in front of them.
Yo, it was wild. I ordered muscles yesterday at Chicken.
So did I. I killed the whole bowl yesterday.
Yo, these two killed it, man. Yo, this plate came out. I was like, holy shit. Like, we didn't even have no room on the table.
It's a lot of empty space, though, because those shells take up so much space, then you just get a little piece of meat in there.
Yeah, I hear you.
Shout out to Mama McCabe in the building.
Mama McCabe.
Now, Brandon, shout out to Brandon. He says James Cook. Now, he's a guy that I've been looking that third round. You know, I don't think he's going to fall to the fourth, but, like, hey, man. Wow. What's your feelings on James Cook out of Georgia?
I mean, I like all the Georgia guys, man. It's kind of hard to not like a Georgia guy.
Man, I like Zamir, man. Like Zeus. I like Cook, but between the tackles, Zeus is a beast, bro. I watch Zeus running over people in the SEC left and right, man, that are going in the first round, second round.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Mark says the trade isn't sexy, but it's smart.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Why does it need to be sexy, right? I feel like the sexy stuff, that's where you fall flat on your face when you try to get too cute.
True that. It's
this was solid.
Hey, man, they always say that the offensive lineman is not the sexy pick, but I tell you what, we took Lane Trenches. Johnson with the fourth pick overall, and that dude is still looking sexy 10 years later, bro.
We're just waiting for that trade or that signing to happen. So right now, everybody's calling anything sexy. You know what I mean? So I think they're just speaking into an existence. So right now, everything from this point on just needs to, you know, reach that level. So that way everybody could just, you know, be at ease. But, you know, I'm with you. The whole sexy thing is just not there yet.
I know we're on the same wavelength as far as Jalen Hurts with this year. But have you looked at any of the QBs coming out in the draft this year? And catches your eye the most, and like, who's a guy that like you can't really believe is like getting all the hype that he's getting? Because for me, that guy is kind of Carson Strong, dude. Carson Strong.
For me, that's Matt Carroll, bro. Carroll to me,
he's on right now.
Josh did a kid from who went to the Jets last year. Like both of Zach them Wilson. To me are like the Zach Wilson, the same type of player. They can make dynamic plays, but when you talk about game in and game out, constant reps, I'm not impressed. Carson Strong is an interesting one. I mean, I'm all day on Malik Willis. I was heavy on him going into the season. They played a tough schedule. He really didn't probably live up to the expectations that people thought. And then, you know, Pickett is, for me, the day one quarterback. Like, if you need somebody that could start this year, maybe like week three or week four, Pickett from Pittsburgh is probably that guy. I'm not really paying attention to all, like, the hand size stuff. Like, he showed that he could play the game. He's solid, but yeah, I'm out on Matt Carroll. I don't understand what all the love is for that kid. I never understood how he was the QB1 in the first place.
Dude, some people were talking about Carson Strong. I was like, all right, I got to go look at what I'm missing here. I go look at Carson Strong, and I'm watching his games, and I look at his stats. Dude had negative 211 rushing yards last year. All he does is get sacked, bro. I was like, that's what you want? Can't get out of the pocket.
It's just really, it's really arm talent, you know. Like if they you see him sling the rock.
Hell yeah, he's got
but
that.
But then he also has some medical stuff. I know a lot of people have talked about his knee being an issue. He was down at the Senior Bowl. You know, I saw him throw at one practice where it was it was in the wind, and he was throwing punts, and everyone, all the scouts were like, what the hell's going on here? And like, he's launching balls, but again, I mean, but the arm talent is why he's being talked about. If you're talking about a guy later to develop as a potential backup quarterback, those are the kind of guys that you're picking out.
He's 24 though. So like, that's the one thing with me, with him, is like, at 24, I probably want you further along than I feel like
older than Jalen right now.
Devontae Wyatt also just turned 24 too,
bro.
He's older than Jalen. So
I mean, there are Mathis from Bama is 24. Like,
Jermaine Johnson is also
that caught me off guard, man. When I saw Devontae Wyatt just turned 24, I was like, damn, I didn't realize bro was that old.
You're like, we're talking about, that's old.
Yeah, I know. I was sitting there thinking the same thing. I was like, I'm about to turn 28 calling some 24-year-old old.
Man, you like 26 in the Tybo class.
Right.
Now, Alex had a question in the comments. He says, hey, boys, not mentioning any names, but what positions do you want in the first round?
Missionary.
I'll start with mine. I'll go wide receiver has to be. You know, I think the board warrants a selection where we're at. You can get a really quality wide receiver. This is where you're not overpaying, because the prices, yesterday's prices are not today's prices that I'm quoting Fat Joe. But what positions do you want in the first round? I'll also go DT. There's, you know, whether it's Wyatt, whether it's Jordan Davis, even whether it's the back end, you think you miss on those guys. Travis Jones from UConn. I'm talking, let's see.
DeMarvin best Leal.
Edge is there. Jermaine Johnson.
I gotta be honest, literally any defensive position I'm fine with in the first round. Any defensive position. I'm fine with anywhere on the line.
I could pass on linebacker.
Actually went with a linebacker in the first round.
It's Devin Lloyd, bro.
I could pass on linebacker now. We got two selections.
I'll take Devin Lloyd.
This guy's smoking the Howie stash, bro.
No, I'm not even. Not even.
In the first round.
No, if I'm telling you there's quality in set on day two, then that's where I'm at. Because I'd rather, positional value wise, I'd rather spend that money on DT and edge or corner, which is going to cost you more.
Yeah,
it is the gap between somebody like Jordan Davis and somebody like Travis Jones as steep as somebody from Devin Lloyd to somebody like Christian Harris, right? Because I get talking about day two, I want to say there's some day two tackles. There's some Ebiketti from Penn State, really good defensive end, right? Like, there's some really good talent day two, early day two, that I can say for everybody you name other than cornerback and wide receiver, I'm gonna say there's somebody day two that's probably
I do think that you should have there's a contingency plan if you don't get DT in the first. Who are your guys? So like, I'm like, you know, getting my guys ready. Like, all right, if we don't go this position, all right, this is where we're going at. Like, you know, I do think the way that our defensive tackles are set up, it warrants a selection. The way our wide receivers are there, it warrants a selection.
How much more of a step forward do you think that Milton Williams takes this year? Do you think that he gets a significant more playing time?
I definitely think he gets his opportunity to shine. I think what he showed as a rookie, that brute strength was real.
Arian Winfrey, yo, my man Pete is on it, bro. Shout
from
out
Oklahoma.
Arian Winfrey is a beast.
He made some money down at the Senior Bowl. He's the late guy. Like, you know, day three, day back end of the second, depending on where people feel. They feel like he got freed up down at the Senior Bowl. They felt like he was playing out of scheme. So
he's going, you really think he falls 60. To day three? You
nah.
think he's like a
– You were hoping prior to the Senior Bowl, but now I feel like he could be a day two. But you also have to feel like a lot of people are saying if you go watch his tape, versus what he did at the Senior Bowl, they found it almost looked like he was able to do what he was born to do, not versus like being scheme specific. Like they felt like he might have played out of position down at Oklahoma. So
he was getting busy at Oklahoma though. Like if you watch his tape and you definitely look at his senior year, like he was getting right, and then he was killing in the one on ones at the Senior Bowl. Like he was absolutely demolishing folks.
Let's see. we'll go around the room real quick. If you had one player to pick at number 15, who are you going at number 15? We'll go Prime first.
Well, if Sauce is there, I want Sauce. But if not, one of those top wide receivers.
Yeah. Okay. Val.
I'm going Jameson Williams or Drake London, bro.
Okay. Ev.
Just considering, like, I don't think Gardner, obviously Hamilton's not going to be there. I'm going to go with Jordan Davis, man. I've been riding Jordan Davis high.
That's what I had in the mock draft. I'm with you.
Mm-hmm. I'm going Garrett Wilson. I feel like play inside it out. You know, that's my contingency plan. Like, y'all, I've gotten Jameson Williams. Man, can that boy – That boy can run.
Run. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I, like, at first I was like torn ACL. You know, I'm almost like, if I'm thinking future, and I've in the past I said immediate impact. I would ideally would like any immediate impact, but if you know, dude can run. And he has nuance to his game as well. But people will say Olave is on the board as well. It's going to be one or the other. I don't think you're going to have a selection of like three or four dudes that are on the board. Like two of those guys could be gone by
the time we select. Yeah, yeah. Mm. I can see that happen.
Mm. Still, I like the trade, man. Looking at it scrolling on the bottom. I like what they did here, bro.
Today was a win. Today was a net positive.
Yeah.
Mike calls Howie a genius. Okay.
See,
okay,
he's a genius if he makes the right picks.
Yeah, yeah, I'm willing to go that far.
You know what I mean?
We gotta wait for that part.
I'll say that if he gotta wait for the second shoe to drop. If he hits a home run with this draft, all day, yo, all day.
I know. I just hate the narrative, and like I totally am understanding of the fact that Howie Roseman has missed on draft picks in the past. It's a fact. That's obviously has happened. But it kind of drives me crazy anytime there is a trade that involves draft picks and the immediate reaction is, well, what's it matter that we're getting a first round next year because Howie can't draft anyway? Like, dude, people just get mad at the fact that we trade for draft picks because they think that Howie stinks at drafting. It's like, dude, like that's how you make your team better. That's how you improve your team is through the draft and young rookie contracts. Like, you can't just because Howie misses on some draft picks that you wish that he hit on. Just throw away the draft. Like, that's not how it works, man.
DK and Justin Jefferson ain't never gonna leave their minds.
Nah, never.
Hey, do you want to close this out? Let's see if they've updated the mocks right now.
Yeah,
you know, the mock draft simulator.
I'm about to go mock as soon as we get off, my brother.
Hold on,
I'm on it.
might as well just rip a quick three round from right here. I mean,
word.
Hey, we got all that extra. We got all that extra capital. It's like you got some money in the bank. You go to the mall, like, yo, I'm buying this. I'm buying this.
Or you buy all the things you ain't never even think about.
Let's see how fast they've updated their And we'll try not to think too hard about this.
I'm lobbying for it, Pete.
Let's see.
He wants a pen.
Yeah, Pete was.
They updated it. They updated it. Okay.
Hey.
Okay, I'm gonna share.
Share screen. Make sure you take down the porn window.
I bet you all minimize that. I bet you all didn't realize.
Looking real hard.
I bet you all didn't realize that we're doing this today.
Yeah, man. I'm glad I pulled up, man. You feel me? Like I said, I saw the tweet, and then I was like, oh, yeah, it's about to go down today.
It's Evan Schefter reporting.
Devontae Smith. Yeah, word. I'm going to be honest.
I actually love impromptu podcasts better
And you on the right one, too. This is the right mock right here.
Okay, see, everyone can see that? Are we all to the side? Yes, sir. Everyone, we want all y'all to jump in if you have any comments. So we're going to make sure the
Pete's gonna match sure up with the, us.
Let's go, Pete. Run it.
Everybody's in this because our is our voice of reason the chat right now.
What do you mean?
That's the tiebreaker.
That's like phone a friend to the chat. Okay. Here we go. We're gonna start the mock here for the people listening to this on the podcast. We are doing a mock draft live on the Draft Network.
How many rounds you set this for? Seven.
Mac. Yeah. This is the mock draft machine for the Draft Network. Shout out to them.
Oh, you wilding, Gail. Start it over, bro. Start it over real quick and go to fast.
Oh yeah, you got slow? It on the slow mode.
Yeah,
bro.
you got to put it on fast.
We'll be here until 7:30.
It's like the real draft, bro.
they got Roger Goodell coming to the stage and everything for each pick.
these guys.
Just yeah, man. There it is. Boom. Hit that fast, so we're not sitting here for 8 hours.
All right, the people on the board have spoken, so here we go. We're starting.
Kyle Hamilton went number two the last time.
We're starting this draft.
I've been seeing Evan Neal getting drafted first overall a lot.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Draft Network's mock draft machine.
Malik Willis went two.
Got a trade offer already.
We're declining.
Wow, six pick overall.
Damn.
Get Kyle Hamilton, bro.
See hey, didn't earlier on the show I said we could get I said we could
how
get
many, how many of these pick. But how many of these we doing? We're doing three of them, right?
No, we're just doing one today.
Oh yeah, there's a seven rounder, bro.
Look. See
look.
So we'd have to give up the second to get up to the six or seven, and that's what I was saying earlier. But we're gonna decline.
Yeah,
decline.
So off the board.
Damn, we could have got Hamilton, bro. We could still get Hamilton.
He's still there?
No. Hamilton is off the board.
There ain't no way he lasts till 12, bro.
We're declining.
That'd be crazy.
Just hit the X.
So right now we're on the board here. Jordan Davis is off the board. Jermaine Johnson, Hamilton, Wilson is off the board. Stingley is off the board. Sauce, Thibodeau, who's dropped to number 8, is off the board. Walker is off the board.
Just said how we really are going to be at the mercy of what's on the board, but honestly, there's top four guys that are available. I'd be happy with that.
I'm going Andrew Booth right here, bro.
So right now, for the people that are listening here, Drake London is on the board. Jameson Williams is on the board. Two wide receivers we just talked about are on the board. Andrew Booth, cornerback from Clemson, the defensive tackle that we all like. One of them is Wyatt. That's our kind of second option. So let's make that first selection.
One of these four guys theoretically should be there when we pick again at 18. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. Booth, yo.
Yeah. I'll go Booth too. You gotta get that cornerback.
Get Booth, and then you get the remainder of whoever's left.
Yeah. What does the chat say here on this one?
More chat. Y'all know the answer.
Booth or Wyatt? Drake?
Drake. I mean, I'm not mad at Drake.
18.
Yeah.
London. What edges?
I mean, everybody know I love Drake London.
I think I'd rather have I don't know if I'm going Booth over Drake London now.
I'm going Booth over Drake London.
I would like just London just show up the corner.
Hold up, like scratch that. Are you going to ask us and then actually take our opinion, or are you just going to go ahead and draft what you want?
But
draft pick we did.
Hey, bro, do I get an opinion?
No, you do get an opinion, but that's what I'm asking. But if Garrett Wilson was on this goddamn board, we know you go after Garrett Wilson.
But I'm asking.
Everyone's saying Booth. Booth.
Yeah, but now we gotta wait to see. Does he really want? Now Gail's saying, "Do I really want Booth or do I want London?"
But this is what we're having. This is what a discussion looks like. If I'm talking to you, I'm talking to you through this. How I'm feeling. I'm not gonna just say not sit here and say nothing.
If we were in the draft room,
this is a fourth and John mock draft. I'm not gonna say nothing.
This is what the Eagles draft room looked like after the Milton Williams pick last year.
Wilson was on his board. We know he's gonna pick Garrett Wilson.
Well, Garrett's off the board, so this is what has thrown a wrench here. So what is the chat say?
Booth.
Booth.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the right pick. This is obviously.
He's still hesitant. Look at him.
He's been overruled, bro. Exactly. So, Jameson's still sitting there, bro.
Jameson Williams still sitting
right there. For the
wait, we're taking both? Oh, never mind.
What are you talking about?
Never mind. So on the board,
you see, if Gale's that are, mind right there, he had already drafted the wide receiver.
Exactly. Yeah.
So for the people out here listening, the people that are on the board, Jameson Williams from Alabama, wide receiver. We have Kenny Pickett. We have Zion Johnson, Trent McDuffie.
I love Zion.
Cornerback from Washington. Everyone's favorite earlier on, Tyler Lindenbaum from Iowa. George Karlaftis as well.
No, sir.
Devin Lloyd.
George Karlaftis.
Chris Olave still on the board. So I guess if we're going to go wide receiver to of the future, I'm perfectly cool with James Williams.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going Williams.
Yeah.
What does the chat say? Are they kind of on the fence here?
I'm seeing Williams.
Think about how much, if you go Booth and Williams, though, think about how much that changes our entire team. You got the cornerback two to play opposite of Slay. You got the wide receiver two to play opposite of Devontae Smith.
Right.
Dude, like, just this first round changes our team immensely if you're able to hit on both those picks.
I'm feeling, you know, this is a field stretcher. He's a guy that, you know, he's not going to be immediate impact, but at the end of the season, he could be lighting up the field. But again, we're talking about future. Like, these guys don't have to be, you know. I think he's pretty talented. So the group has spoken. Jameson Williams,
and he could catch and run too, right? Like, he had a couple long plays where he caught it and then took it to the house. So it's not just all over the top work,
right?
Oh, my man, Ebiketie went 32. Damn,
Lindenbaum went to Dallas too. I saw.
This is a mock.
There goes Christian Harris as well.
We're going to decline a trade for now just to get through this. So on the board right now, we're at the 51st overall pick. We have Kenny Walker.
Damn.
We have Sam Howell.
Kenny Walker.
DeMarvin Leal. Jalen Petrie.
When's our next pick? 80-something?
It's 83.
Yeah.
Isaiah Spiller, running back to Breece Hall. Running back from Iowa State, Sean Ryan, UCLA offensive lineman, who is going to do a talk to prospect, by the way.
What's your thoughts on DeMarvin Leal, Mal?
I was going to say, that's who I'm picking right now. If at this spot, I'm taking DeMarvin Leal.
Okay.
I know I'm being a minority, defensive tackle from Texas A&M. Played out of position, but he got the goods, man.
What about Jalen, man? Safety.
My pick is Leal. I know I'm gonna be outruled, but my pick is Leal.
What is the chat saying here?
You got Petrie.
Travis Jones is on the board too, bro.
Yeah, I would personally. I feel like
Pete wants to know.
He can do more. Like, he's a multi-position dude.
Kind of a tweener.
Travis Jones is a true gapper.
Kind of a tweener.
He's without a question a tweener.
Chad Mumba.
This could be a long ass mock. what does the chat say? Like, I'm on Team Jalen Petrie, here. Oh, I could be talking
Petrie,
to
Walker,
Travis Jones here.
Walker, Leal, Harris,
Logan Hall is on the board
Neil
too.
Beast.
It seems to be between Leal and Walker, I would say.
No love for Travis Jones, nobody.
I mean, I'll rock with Travis Jones. But again, if I'm taking a defensive tackle, I'm taking Leal.
Yeah, I think Leal's the move here for the sake of time.
For the sake of time,
I do have to get back to my job after this.
Yeah, so do I here. We're moving to the third round of the draft for you people out here listening.
Cross has moved up a lot on the board.
Oh, Mechie was on the board, just went off the board.
Yeah, Mechie's a good one.
So we have tight end Isaiah Likely, Darian Kennard, Drake Jackson, edge from USC, Channing Tindall for the linebacker crowd, Jeremy Ruckert.
Channing Tindall sounds like one of those fake Key and Peele names.
Bonito, bro.
what about
Nick Bonito, Ed Ingram?
Greg Dulcich is on the board as well.
Yeah.
Tight end from
Jeremy
UCLA.
Ruckert, man. You like him over Ruckert?
Who, Dulcich?
Yeah.
I could be talking to him.
All right. Well, my vote here is Nick Bonito. I'm sure I'm standing alone on that island.
Look at what we have right now. We've got DeMarvin Leal, Williams, Booth. Oh man.
How big is Kennard?
That pass rusher.
Yeah, I mean, definitely need some edge in here. People love Bonito, man.
Yeah, we also need too, though. We need a guard, man.
We got that. Thayer Munford, yo. We got him. Don't worry about it. He'll fall to us. We got him. He'll fall to us.
Bro. We
got Sam Williams from Ole Miss. There's some people on here, though.
Would you go Kennard will give you a potential swing. Maybe you could move him inside, you know. That's there's a lot of tight ends on the board here. I could be talking to Dulcich too. The linebacker crowd. We talked with Troy Anderson is on the board. Kendall's on the board.
Benito is interesting, man.
I'm going Benito. That's my
all right. Goal. We'll go Benito.
Nah, it don't got to be him, but he.
I like it. Now we got interior and an edge. Carson Strong's gone, Pete. He got sacked 20 yards ago.
Let's see.
You got your boy James Cook up here.
James Cook is on the board. Sam Williams from Ole Miss. Played well at the Senior Bowl too. Jake Ferguson as well had a good Senior Bowl. Boy Jesse Laketta.
They got Wendell Robinson on here still too.
Yep. Yep.
Oh boy.
Alec Lindstrom sounds like a hockey player.
Yeah, we're going Brian Robinson. Big back, Bama.
I met him at the Senior Bowl. Great, great dude, man. That dude is rocked up. You talking about, bro?
Talking about punters?
Okay. We definitely got to speed this.
Yeah, we got to make a pick.
I could be talking Ferguson? To James Cook here.
Or James Cook. Either Cook or Ferguson. Got Robinson.
Pierce is a good one. Yo, take Kobe Bryant right here so we know we get him. Lock in that
I like
corner.
That. Lock in Kobe Bryant.
Yo, Khalil Shakir's here too, man.
I don't care about him.
Hey, man. Oh, he's gonna be on the next. He's gonna be on the next. Talk to prospect.
Oh, my bad, Khalil. You that boy, my dude. That's my man right there. That's my man. How you know?
We're going with Khalil in the third here. I would go. I'm cool with Cook, James Cook.
James Cook, it is. Press the button.
I gave you Leal on the second. Pick 124 is up next in the fourth round.
It's got to be Kobe Bryant, bro.
We're getting calls left and right.
We get four. One up.
Todd says, fuck it, take the punter. Is Kobe Bryant still left?
He should be. He usually falls to like a right around here.
Kobe Bryant's still here. I could do that.
Lock that in, bro.
Lock
quarterback.
It in.
Lock quarterback. There it is.
Two corners, I dig it.
If you we walk away with this draft, I'll be happy, bro.
Take Gowan Island. Nobody's in for that.
I mean, just in case.
I'm just kidding.
You say there's a football player called Allen Iverson too.
I wouldn't be surprised somewhere out there.
Oh, Jerome Ford on the board. We're getting calls left and right. We're declining everything. Oh, so we're on the board right now, right?
Howie's just leaving the phone off the hook.
Fifth round selection, first of five. I mean, first three, I'm sorry.
Scroll down a little bit.
A lot of tight ends and running backs. Yeah.
Son Haskins.
Max Mitchell.
There go that man. That man, Thayer.
So that's your dude?
Who's that?
Sitting right there for the taker.
How about Cam Jurgens?
I was just looking at that too.
Named after the lotion.
Jurgens is good. He was kind of getting hoarse though.
Let's see here.
There's that punter.
Surprisingly, a lot of the chat wants the punter.
Yeah, seriously.
Do they?
Yeah, they want the punter.
Are we drafting the punter?
Fourth round.
Just fifth round?
How? Come on.
If we're gonna do what we're gonna do for the people.
All right, fine.
Listen, I'm Mr. Special Teams players are people too. You don't draft a fucking punter in the fifth round, man.
If he's that good. So where are we going here?
Cam Jurgens.
Yeah, Jurgens or Thayer Mumford for me.
We want Cam Jurgens, Nebraska. His family is from the Jurgens lotion family. Your boy's still on there.
Who's that?
Thayer Mumford's still there.
Yeah. Yo,
we still get that punter.
Go to the LSU ball, bro. Make sure we lock him in. Because if he falls that far.
Linebacker?
Yeah.
Damone?
If Damone's still sitting there.
He's still there?
As well.
Okay. He's a linebacker.
Lock it in.
That's a
steal.
Yeah, what do we have at tight end available still? Anything?
The kid from Iowa State, too. I've been watching a whole lot of Charlie Kolar.
He's a converted wide receiver.
Yeah.
Yeah, big dude. He's slow as hell, but makes the hand catches. He gets open.
Your boy Thayer is still Pierre Strong, man.
Mm. Got Reed Blankenship, special team.
Well, we already got a running back. So
Haskell Garrett.
What about the tight ends like Evan was asked?
Weidemeyer, he tested slow. You said tight end, right?
Yeah, I love Charlie Kolar.
I think he should be there later, no?
Oh, he'll be there later for sure.
Yeah, there he is.
Cole Turner as well from Nevada. Cole Turner is the guy who tested well. I mean, he was converted wide receiver. I'm sorry. Weidemeyer ran a 5.0.
That's an ugly name.
Well, he was getting that.
He was getting the top tight end.
He was getting the Jermaine Gresham comps too, and Gresham was slow as shit.
Weidemeyer.
Man, lock that Kolar in. We good.
Can you think we'll be able to get him?
Yeah, we could get him later.
He's Johnny. Well, I think we should get the punter for the people.
Yeah,
do the punter for the people.
Punter for the people.
But you know, if we do this in real life, Howie's never going to hear the end of it for drafting a punter.
Oh my god, if he took a punter, they would try to burn that man's house down, bro.
What about Verone McKinley, or safety from Oregon?
I haven't gotten as deep into McKinley. I've heard the name, but I haven't really studied as much of his tape.
Justin Ross is another one.
I take a flyer on him late
with that draft.
Yeah, take Justin Ross.
Push the button.
With injuries.
Push the button.
A good little stretch of picks we have there in the the fifth or sixth round? 154, 162, 166.
And I mean, Clark and Ross. Well, Clark is a medical redshirt, right? And then Ross, we'll see how much he could contribute year one, but he definitely was playing well before injuries.
Mm-hmm.
See,
it's funny. It's funny how
Charlie Kolar now.
It's funny how the mocks are like now that we don't have that extra pick, it changes the dynamic of it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of like makes you focus on the two. You can't be like.
Do we have any picks left?
Yeah,
one more. Last one right here.
Last pick.
Last but not least,
Colby McClain.
I think the punter's gone.
He's out of the
smoke. How about that? That's if Evan was a football player.
Do you smoke Monday?
Yeah,
I smoke Monday. Smoke Tuesday. Smoke Wednesday.
Who are going with the last pick? And is the chat chiming in, or is everyone? Chat is like probably.
I mean, they go Jalen, but we already got a couple corners.
So a few votes for Verone in there.
Is Verone still on the board?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Is he still on the board?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. You got Amari Barno on there.
Yo, my man, Smoke, Smoke Monday.
That's an awesome name.
I think we
you just got Smoke him. Monday, Bubba Bolden, and Joey Blunt off the top seat.
Oh, yeah, Joey Blunt.
Is Bailey Zapp still on there? Quarterback.
That's who I was also thinking. Developmental.
Yeah. Yep. Nah, he's out of there.
Yo, that's his name's Brock Purdy, Iowa State.
He was throwing it around a little bit.
Shout out to people who are sticking around, because it just some people I know y'all y'all might have checked out by now. This is our last pick. We're gonna go with.
I'm laughing because King.
How about Abram Smith converted? Now we already have. I mean, it's day.
Amari Barno, bro.
We're on the last Virginia pick. Tech. This okay. Guy's probably not gonna make the team anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, Barno guys the athleticism.
Then for that, you might just go pick up Smokey.
Smoke Monday, best draft name ever. All right, shout out to everyone who stuck around. This was just for shits and giggles, since the Eagles made a trade today, shook it up. 15th overall pick. We want Andrew Booth from Clemson, cornerback. Jameson Williams from Alabama, wide receiver. We want DeMarvin Leal, a tweener from Texas A&M. Followed up with an edge, Nick Benito from Oklahoma. Got a running back, James Cook from Georgia. Kobe Bryant, not the Kobe Bryant, but the Kobe Bryant cornerback from Cincinnati. Cam Jurgens, not related to the lotion, from Nebraska, interior offensive lineman. Damone Clark, linebacker from LSU, 162 overall pick. We went with a guy who was falling in the draft due to medicals and such. Justin Ross, wide receiver from Clemson. Followed up with our last pick of the 2022 bootleg draft. Fourth and John, Amari Barno, edge from Virginia Tech.
There it is.
There's a lot to take in, man.
Hey, man, that the first couple days, man. That's good. That's a good turnout.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of value. Marcus saying solid. Appreciate it. I probably got.
I wouldn't be mad at it.
I probably got fired during this live chat.
Same here, bro. We can file for unemployment together.
I dropped everything for this podcast today. Prime.
Now, that statement right there just got you fired.
I was working and drafting at the same time. Before we get out of here, any last words? I'll go with Prime. Last words?
Nah, just just keep it coming, man. This one was some good news to go ahead and take today, and being able to go ahead and understand it a little bit more. I think it was pretty decent trade that Harry ended up making. So I'm looking forward to seeing some.
Keelan gave
thanks for keeping it real, bro. Keeping it funky.
Always appreciate that, honestly. Yeah.
It is what it is. It is what it is. It's not the real thing.
For me, I just want to say thank you to Mal for jumping on, bro. It's good to sit here and talk to you. Don't be a stranger, dude. Anybody who hasn't checked out Mal's articles, go check them out, man. Putting out some good work.
Appreciate the plug, bro. Yeah, I'm back in, man. We back at it. You know, I took a little break through the pandemic. I started my own podcast, so I had to kind of get that situated. But all that's good to go. So, Third Lap Podcast, you already know. Mind Your Mentals podcast, focusing on Black mental health. Just trying to be positive and provide positivity. Had Gail on already on the Third Lap. Prime and Hearn, I'm going to get y'all on. Got Chris Malley, I'm going to get him on. Last words, man. Thank y'all for having me back, bro. Always good to be chilling with y'all and chopping it up, talking birds with you. Definitely miss y'all, boys.
So open door policy, bro.
I get. You already know. I told my wife, I was like, Gail told me years ago, he always leaves the light on. So I always pop my head back up like, you. But nah, man, always a good time, brothers. Appreciate y'all.
Hey, you know what it is. But I just want to thank everyone for joining the impromptu podcast. Obviously, we just want to talk about, you know, the trade, everyone's feelings. It's all over the place. You could be mad, you could be angry. But again, we do have two picks. We got the first round of next year. We got the the 2024 second round pick. We got the third round pick this year. So we got some ammo to either move up, move back, add some capital as well. So overall, I'm still feeling good about this right now. Like, again, it's really affecting our mocks right now. So I'm going to have to get that going. We see Jordan Davis off the board. We see Sauce off the board, Hamilton, you name it. You see Wilson off the board. So
I like seeing Hamilton slip, bro. That gets me excited.
I wouldn't be surprised if he falls on draft day, bro. He'll be there for like six. So we'll see what how he's trying to do.
If he falls to 15, that would be love.
Oh, God. That's automatic. Then,
if I'm being real right now, I'm coming to terms with the idea of like Jordan Davis, Wilson, all those guys being off the board. And we're going to be, this is kind of what we're going to be seeing here. So it's either move up if you want your guy, or you're going to have to like be at the mercy of the board.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, okay. Till the next one.
Good thing there's a lot of good players up there, man.
For a second, I got a little shook. I was just like, well, we got to move. After seeing what we just did, we got to move up. So I think that's where I'm at. But for me and the dudes, we'll see you guys in the next one. As always, fly, Eagles, fly.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
If you and your team want to cut down on busy work and get more choice and control over accounts payable, you need Bill. Bill Accounts Payable is your secret weapon for saving time on AP. And with a special offer at bill.com/podcast, you'll save money too. With Bill, streamline your entire AP process, including bill creation, approvals, and payments. You can pay with ACH, credit card, check, and international wire transfer. Plus, you can easily integrate with most accounting software. No wonder hundreds of thousands of businesses are already using Bill to manage their AP. Schedule a free demo now to see how Bill can automate your financial operations. And right now, get 15% off when you subscribe to Bill Accounts Payable. There's never been a better time to sign up. This special offer is available for a limited time only at bill.com/podcast. Terms apply. See bill.com/podcast for details.